The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host that is still wet behind the ears, Holy Bookworm!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Noob Corner. That's right, it is the best bonus show on the Block Party Network. I am Holy Bookworm, and I'm here today to tell you about water in Minecraft. We're going to get a little wet. Let's jump right in to this cool information. A little late there on the da-dun-dun, but I'll take it. Okay, water, first thing you need to know, it can flow 8 blocks from, including the source block. So it goes 8 blocks. You can count when you hit it. It goes down 8 blocks. By making a 2x2 area and you fill it on the opposite corner ends, you can make an infinite water source, which is really cool if you need to have your own little corner of water. Very helpful. They can be found all around, even including in caves and canyons, so you can find water in all kinds of places. You can fall into water of any depth, and it will prevent fall damage. This is very, very helpful information. Please take note. Alert, alert. Because we all fall down in Minecraft, and sometimes we fall really, really far. But it's good to know if you're falling and you see water nearby, fall into the water. It could save your life. Water extinguishes fires. Now, I know that's a shocking revelation. Who would have thought water would extinguish a fire? Maybe a fireman could have helped us with that answer. But it also can carry items all along the way, the flow of the water, such as torches, plants, and carpets. So if you have items that get in the flow of water, it will carry them away. Just like a real river, like in the world, it flows stuff down the river. Same principle applies in Minecraft. In the snowy biome, it can turn to ice when directly under the sky. So if you have water and it's under the sky in the snowy biome, it can turn to ice. Take note, because it's cold. Endermen and shulkers are scared of water. They will not follow you into there. They're not going to go swimming with you. So if you're being chased by an Enderman, go jump into some water and save yourself. There's some cool things about water. There's traveling you can do in water. One of the ways you can travel in water is with a boat. You can make a boat out of some wood and you can hop into that and you can go rowing all around. You can also go swimming in water, but be forewarned, when you are swimming and go underneath the water, these little bubbles pop up because that's your air supply, so to speak, and when the bubbles run out, you die. So, don't run out of bubbles, keep swimming. Just like Dory says in Finding Nemo, just keep swimming, you gotta keep swimming, but you gotta come back up for air. Don't disregard the bubbles. You can also use bubbles in travel by making a bubble column, or known as a bubble elevator, with blocks and soul sand. And you can make this little elevator that you, like, go into it, and it pushes you up and, like, lifts you up. And it is the coolest thing. I just learned about these a couple of months ago. Little C made me one, and they are the coolest thing. Bearded Sloth was showing me how they work today. I gotta tell you, they're way fun. And so that's a really fun thing for you to do. Fun fact there for you, that kelp makes all blocks into source blocks when placed in the column. So if you have a column and they're not all source blocks, you can put kelp in there and it will make all the water into source blocks. And so you have bubbles so that you can go up and breathe and not die. There's some helpful things about water in Minecraft you should know. One, you can use a bucket to do water transfers. So you can take water from the source and then transfer it into another location. Very helpful. It's like a good old bucket brigade. Fishing. Obviously, a good helpful thing in Minecraft because fishing is fun. You can get fish, obviously, but you can get all kinds of other things when you're fishing also. Very fun. Farming. You gotta have water in order to farm because to grow your crops, they need water. You gotta place water within so many blocks of your crops. I think it's 4 blocks. And then they have the sources so it keeps your crops flowing. Good important things to farm with. Fun things you can find with water, you can find shipwrecks, which are really, really cool. If you go down underneath some water, you can find some cool underground shipwrecks. You can also find ocean ruins, and there's some cool things to that. There you go, water in Minecraft. Okay, now we have water in Minecraft, but there's water in the real world, and that's more of my fun thing go-to. Because in Minecraft, I hate using a boat. I can't traverse it very well. No matter how many times I've tried to row a boat, I'm not good. But you put me in the real world and you give me a boat and oars and all this, I actually can do it really, really well. I can swim really, really well. I like the real world water a lot better. And it's interesting to me. Like, water in Minecraft, I just learned this today, but water in Minecraft can have some different look to it. And I never gave that a second thought. But then I was thinking about it. You go to different types of water in the real world, it's different. The water here in Northeast Indiana look totally different than the water in the Amazon rainforest. They're not going to look the same. There's differences in soil around it and how much sun you get and the animals that live in there and all of that stuff changes the view of what you see of the water. So I don't know why it shocked me that Minecraft has different types of views of water, because then I got to think about it, the world has different kinds of water. Something I find amazing is the things that we have in our world, in the real world, there are so many things in the water we've never found. We don't even know of. They just recently found in the Amazon a new type of snake that's 28 feet long. It's like 400 pounds. This thing is massive. I watched the video of when they found it, and the guy's literally swimming like above it so that he can't be seen by the snake. But he's just, this thing took forever to get from the one end to the other, and it was massive. I'm just sitting there in awe, but also terrified. And it's just a reminder that there are so many things in our waters that we don't even know about and will probably never know about because the ocean is so vast. But isn't that amazing, the things that our waters have hidden in them that we never even know about? Truly fascinating. Alrighty, now it's time for everyone's favorite portion of the show. It is time for Holy Bookworm's pun of the week. Don't fart in an Apple store. They don't have windows. That was a stinky pun. Hilarious, though. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you guys so much for being part of this podcast. Without you, the podcast doesn't even really have a reason to exist. So it's all for you. Thank you very much. Make sure you check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft related content, including how to like, subscribe, share, and even to invest and be part of what we all do here to make this go even further. We thank you so much for being part of this. Now go have a waterful day in Minecraft.